Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore Genius Foods by Max Lugavere, a definitive guide that illuminates the profound impact of our diet on cognitive performance and overall brain health. Released in 2018, Genius Foods combines rigorous scientific research with practical advice, providing strategies to enhance mental agility, achieve emotional balance, and live a happier life, while also offering protective measures against dementia. Max Lugavere, an accomplished journalist, television personality, and filmmaker, brings his expertise in health and science to the forefront. Known for his work on Breadhead, a documentary that explores how lifestyle choices can stave off dementia, Lugavere also shares his insights on renowned platforms like the Dr. Oz Show and at international conferences, including the Biohacker Summit in Sweden. This book is a vital resource for anyone from health enthusiasts and professionals like dietitians and nutritionists to those simply aiming to optimize their mental acuity. Whether you are seeking to refine your diet for optimal brain function or interested in the science behind food and mental health, Genius Foods offers valuable insights that could transform your approach to everyday nutrition and cognitive well-being. Join us as we decode the essential teachings of this compelling read. Genius Foods. Become smarter, happier, and more productive while protecting your brain for life. Introduction. Nourish your brain. Eat smart for a healthier mind. Navigating the maze of dietary trends can be exhausting. Each week, something new promises the key to health and longevity. Yet, amidst the fleeting food trends, a steady drumbeat of science-backed advice resonates, focusing not on the next big thing, but on enduring principles that benefit our brain health over a lifetime. Drawing from extensive research into nutrition's role in cognitive function, the guidance shared here isn't about quick fixes or fleeting wellness hacks. Instead, it offers a solid foundation for nurturing the mind through what we eat, with promises of enhanced mood, better balance, and a shield against age-related mental decline. In this exploration of diet and mental acuity, you'll discover the virtues of olive oil as more than just a salad dressing, a potent source of brain-boosting properties, a nuanced view of cholesterol, clarifying its role and debunking the myths around its consumption, while highlighting the real cognitive threats posed by excessive carbs and sugar. Practical steps to structure a diet that fortifies your brain health, ensuring your mental sharpness and protecting against disorders like Alzheimer's. Let's delve into how simple, thoughtful food choices can lead to lasting benefits for your brain's health and your overall well-being. Part 1. Enhance your brain power through thoughtful nutrition. Have you ever marveled at the sharp intellect of some nonagenarians, wondering how they maintain such mental agility? The secret may well lie in their dietary habits, cultured over decades. There are numerous misconceptions about brain health, one of the most pervasive being the belief that brain development halts at the age of 25. Contrary to the grim prognosis of inevitable cognitive decline post-mid-20s, the truth is that our brains have the potential to improve and evolve throughout our entire lives. This concept, known in neuroscience as neuroplasticity, was solidified in research circles by the mid-1990s, revealing that our brains undergo continuous changes until our last breath. And nutrition plays a crucial role in this lifelong brain development. Adopting the right diet not only wards off future neurological diseases like dementia, but can significantly enhance brain function in the immediate term as well. The profound impact of diet on brain health became personal for the author while researching possible dietary influences on his mother's early-onset Alzheimer's. Tweaking his own eating habits, he noted marked improvements in focus, energy, and emotional equilibrium. This personal journey underscores a broader truth. What we eat directly affects our brain health. A pivotal 2017 study by the Food and Mood Center at Deakin University reinforced this link between diet and mental health, demonstrating that severe depression could be alleviated through dietary adjustments. Participants who reduced intake of sugars, fried foods, and processed meats while increasing their consumption of vegetables, olive oil, nuts, fish, whole grains, legumes, and lean red meats experience significant reductions in depressive symptoms. Further supporting this, Finnish neurobiologist Mia Kivipelto has explored how diet and lifestyle influence cognitive functions. Her study involved 200 older adults at risk of cognitive decline. Participants were divided. Half received both nutritional guidance and exercise programs, along with social support, while the other half received only social support. The outcomes were striking. Those in the comprehensive intervention group displayed a 25% improvement in cognitive function and an 83% enhancement in decision-making and social skills compared to their peers. These findings compellingly advocate for the power of a healthy diet, not just in combating mental decline, but in actively boosting cognitive functions, making us smarter, happier, and more productive. Through intelligent eating, we can enhance our brain's performance at any stage of life, making every meal a step towards sustained mental acuity. Part 2. Choosing the right fats for optimal brain health. When crafting the perfect salad dressing, the oil you choose does more than just flavor your greens. It impacts your brain health. Should you reach for rapeseed or opt for extra virgin olive oil? Understanding the distinct types of fats in these oils can guide your decision. Starting with polyunsaturated fats, these are generally beneficial for the brain, particularly under specific conditions. Omega-3 fats, a type of polyunsaturated fat, are paramount for brain health. Found in abundance in wild salmon, mackerel, sardines, eggs, and grass-fed meats, omega-3s enhance brain cell function and elevate memory, mood, and executive functioning. A study conducted at the Charité Hospital in Berlin highlighted the efficacy of these fats, revealing a 26% boost in executive functioning among adults taking omega-3 supplements for 26 weeks. However, there's an important caveat. While naturally occurring polyunsaturated fats are beneficial, those altered through refining, heating, or processing can be detrimental. Commonly used in frying, these altered fats generate aldehydes, harmful byproducts that can impair brain function and are linked to Alzheimer's disease due to their effect in fostering brain plaque buildup. Switching focus to monounsaturated fats, these are unequivocally good for the brain. Foods like extra virgin olive oil, avocados, and macadamias are rich in monounsaturated fats, which protect neurons and enhance neurotransmission. The benefits of a diet rich in these fats were underscored in a 2015 study published in JAMA Internal Medicine. Researchers found that participants adhering to a Mediterranean diet high in monounsaturated fats and incorporating a liter of olive oil weekly exhibited substantial improvements in reasoning, attention, memory, and a reduced risk of dementia after 6 years. Conversely, trans fats are the type to avoid. Present in prepackaged snacks, margarine, and some vegan cheeses, trans fats are engineered to extend shelf life and enhance texture, but the cost to brain health is steep. They rigidify neuronal membranes, complicating information transmission within the brain. Elevated consumption of trans fats has been linked not only to brain shrinkage, but also to an increased risk of Alzheimer's. Disturbingly, a 2015 study demonstrated that each gram of trans fats consumed per day could decrease a person's word recall by 0.76 words. In sum, choosing the right types of fats, favoring unprocessed polyunsaturated and monounsaturated ones while avoiding trans fats, can have a profound influence on brain health, enhancing cognitive functions, and protecting against degenerative brain diseases. Part 3. The hidden threat of sugar to brain health. Sugar, often called the master of disguise, is adept at sneaking into our diets through various forms and names. Despite its ubiquity, spotting sugar on ingredient labels can be a significant challenge as it hides in virtually every food group. It is abundantly added to products ranging from juices and crackers to condiments and soft drinks. Yet understanding where sugar lurks and how it impacts our brain function is crucial. Refined sugar, a potent source of carbohydrates, frequently appears disguised in everyday foods. Beyond the obvious, Starches and sugars fill common staples such as wheat, corn, rice, potatoes, and sweet fruits. Furthermore, other forms like corn syrup, lactose, and date sugar add to the complexity of sugar's presence in our diets. Particularly harmful is glucose, which actively compromises brain function through a process known as glycation. This process involves glucose molecules damaging the surface of proteins and cells that are essential for the proper operation of major organs and tissues, including the brain. Glycation leads to the production of advanced glycation end products, AGEs, which are significantly higher in the brains of individuals with Alzheimer's disease, up to 3 times the levels found in healthy brains. Studies from 2011 to 2014 have consistently shown that adults with elevated age levels experience a decline in cognitive abilities, reduced neuroplasticity, and face challenges with learning and memory. Additionally, all natural fructose, often marketed as a healthier sugar alternative, similarly poses risks to cognitive health. Despite not causing immediate spikes in blood sugar, evidence suggests fructose detrimentally affects the brain. A telling experiment at UCLA fed rats a fructose solution comparable to the amount found in a liter of soda, resulting in severe cognitive impairments, notably taking twice as long to navigate a maze compared to those drinking water. A 2016 study by the Mayo Clinic further linked high fruit consumption to both metabolic and cognitive impairments, underscoring the complex effects of fructose, even from natural sources. To mitigate these risks, opt for low-sugar fruits such as coconuts, olives, avocados, and cacao. Berries also stand out as a beneficial choice. Low in fructose yet high in powerful antioxidants, they have been demonstrated to enhance memory functions. By staying informed and making mindful choices about sugar consumption, we can actively support our brain health and guard against cognitive decline. Part 4. Enhance your brain function by reducing carbohydrate intake. One straightforward method to fortify your cognitive health significantly is to decrease your consumption of grains and opt for more vegetables in your diet. Grains, including everyday staples like bread, rice, and crackers, even those labeled as whole wheat, are high in carbohydrates that can spike your insulin levels. But what exactly makes carbs problematic for brain health? Consuming carbohydrate-rich foods prompts your pancreas to release insulin into the bloodstream, which helps convert sugar molecules into energy. However, consistently high intake of carbohydrates can lead to insulin resistance. This condition compels the pancreas to produce even more insulin to process sugar, a cycle that can have dire consequences for brain health. One of the critical issues associated with insulin resistance is the accumulation of amyloid beta plaque, a sticky protein intricately linked with Alzheimer's disease. Alarmingly, over 80% of individuals with Alzheimer's are also found to be insulin resistant. Furthermore, high insulin levels can impair cognitive functions even in people without diabetes. Research from the Medical University of South Carolina unveiled that non-diabetic individuals with elevated insulin levels showed a steady decline in cognitive performance over 6 years. Consequently, swapping that daily serving of pasta for a low-carb alternative can do wonders for your brain health. This approach is backed by research from the Buck Institute for Research on Aging, which implemented a program focusing on metabolic health for individuals facing severe cognitive impairments, including Alzheimer's. Among various interventions like enhancing exercise routines, optimizing sleep, and addressing nutritional deficiencies, participants were advised to adopt a low-grain diet. After 6 months, cognitive tests indicated significant enhancements. 9 out of 10 participants displayed improved memory and overall mental performance. Thus, embracing a diet low in carbohydrates isn't just a dietary change. It's a strategic move to safeguard your brain against degenerative diseases and boost its functional capabilities. Part 5. Unlocking the dual roles of cholesterol in your brain and body. Cholesterol, often viewed as a dietary villain, is actually a vital nutrient for the brain. It's important to recognize that enjoying cholesterol-rich foods like eggs, shrimp, and other seafood is not only enjoyable, but beneficial. representing a significant fat component in your cells and bloodstream, cholesterol is essential for optimal brain function. An impressive 25% of your body's total cholesterol is located in the brain. It plays a critical role in producing myelin, the insulating sheath that protects neurons, maintains brain plasticity, and facilitates the rapid firing of nerve impulses. The importance of cholesterol was highlighted by the Framingham Heart Study in 2005, which discovered that individuals with higher cholesterol levels often performed better in cognitive assessments measuring concentration, verbal skills, and abstract reasoning. This finding suggests a potential explanation for why cholesterol-lowering medications can have severe side effects, including symptoms that mimic those of dementia. Despite its benefits, cholesterol has been unjustly demonized. A report by Credit Suisse helped clarify misconceptions, pointing out that the real threat to health arises not from consuming cholesterol-rich foods, but from other dietary and lifestyle factors. In fact, foods like eggs provide valuable nutrients such as choline, which supports cell membrane health, and acetylcholine, a neurotransmitter crucial for learning and memory. The issues begin when low-density lipoproteins, LDL, responsible for transporting cholesterol through the bloodstream, are damaged. Factors contributing to LDL damage include high sugar diets, excessive alcohol consumption, refined carbs, chronic stress, and lack of fiber. Damaged LDL becomes more challenging for the liver to process, circulating in the bloodstream until it adheres to artery walls. At this juncture, immune cells arrive to mitigate the damage, but inadvertently initiate the formation of foam cells. These cells contribute to the development of plaque, the true perpetrator behind cholesterol-induced cardiovascular disease. Therefore, it isn't cholesterol itself that poses a hazard, but rather the damage inflicted by poor dietary choices and stress. By reducing intake of sugars and carbohydrates and managing stress effectively, you can safeguard your vascular health while reaping the cognitive benefits cholesterol offers. Part 6. Unlocking Brain Energy. The power of ketones and fasting. While cholesterol offers significant benefits for brain health, it's not the only path to enhancing cognitive function. Ketones, a highly efficient brain fuel, can be accessed through dietary strategies like fasting and specific diets. Ketones are produced when your body begins to break down fat due to a lack of incoming food sources. This fat is released into the bloodstream and transported to the liver, where it is converted into ketone bodies, a clean and efficient fuel for your cells. The process of generating ketones involves fewer metabolic steps compared to breaking down glucose, resulting in fewer harmful byproducts. This is beneficial for your brain health, as evidenced by a 2016 study in the scientific journal Cell Biology, which linked ketones with increased production of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF. BDNF is a critical growth hormone that supports learning, brain plasticity, and mood balance. One practical method to encourage your body to produce ketones is through intermittent fasting. This technique limits your body's glucose supply, which it normally uses for energy, thereby forcing it to find alternative sources like fat reserves. When your body starts burning these fats, it produces ketones. Starting with a 16-hour fast each day, where you limit your eating to an 8-hour window, effectively reduces insulin levels and prompts your body to burn fat. This approach was supported by research from Louisiana State University, where participants who ceased eating after 2 p.m. shifted from carb burning to fat burning and ketone production. However, fasting isn't the only route to generating more ketones. Consuming foods rich in medium-chain triglycerides, MCTs, like coconut oil, palm oil, and goat milk can also stimulate ketone production. These fats travel directly to the liver, where they are quickly converted into ketones. Enhancing your diet with MCT oils and lowering carbohydrate consumption can significantly benefit your metabolism and brain health. Consider using coconut oil to saute vegetables during your eating window in an intermittent fasting schedule, harmonizing the benefits of both ketone-enhancing strategies. By understanding and utilizing the power of ketones, you can tap into a reliable and effective energy source for your brain, improving cognitive functions and overall neurological health. Part 7. The critical link between your gut microbiome and brain health. The old adage, "You are what you eat," rings especially true when it comes to the microbiome in your gut, an intricate system that has profound implications for your brain's health. Your gut microbiome, which extends from your mouth to other digestive ends, hosts around 30 trillion single-celled bacterial organisms. These bacteria play a crucial role in extracting energy from your food and synthesizing essential vitamins. To function optimally, your gut requires a balanced mix of these bacteria, which can be supported by consuming plenty of prebiotic fiber. Prebiotic fibers, a special type of carbohydrate, are found in foods like avocados, sunchokes, leeks, berries, coffee, unripe bananas, arugula, and fennel. These fibers foster the growth and activity of beneficial gut bacteria. But the benefits of a balanced microbiome reach far beyond digestion. There exists a significant connection between your brain and your gut microbiome. When prebiotic fibers are metabolized by gut bacteria, they produce short-chain fatty acids, such as butyrate. Butyrate has been shown to combat aging and inflammation in the brain, leading to enhanced focus and improved memory capabilities. The impact of a fiber-rich diet on brain health was highlighted in a 2016 study published in the Journal of Gerontology. This decade-long study involving 1,600 adults found that those with high fiber intake were 80% less likely to suffer from hypertension, diabetes, dementia, and depression compared to those consuming low amounts of fiber. Moreover, the gut also plays a pivotal role in regulating the immune system, affecting brain health indirectly. The gut's bacterial ecosystem communicates with the immune system, guiding its responses. An imbalanced gut microbiome might misdirect the immune system, leading to autoimmunity, where the body starts to attack its own cells and tissues. This link between autoimmunity and brain health was detailed in a study published in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health, indicating that individuals with autoimmune disorders are at a higher risk of developing dementia. For instance, in people with celiac disease, gluten consumption triggers the gut to attack the small intestine's lining, leading to bacterial leakage into the bloodstream. This can precipitate inflammation throughout the body, including the brain, resulting in symptoms like lethargy, depression, and anxiety. Thus, maintaining a healthy gut microbiome through a diet rich in prebiotic fibers is not only vital for physical health, but is also crucial for cognitive function and overall brain health. Part 8. Enhance brain health and mood by tailoring your diet to nurture key neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters, though complex sounding, play fundamental roles in maintaining various brain functions, particularly in mood regulation and cognitive processes. The primary players in this domain include acetylcholine, serotonin, and norepinephrine. Starting with acetylcholine, which is crucial for learning and memory, it's vital to support its production through dietary choices. This neurotransmitter can be adversely affected by anticholinergic drugs, commonly prescribed for conditions like motion sickness, allergies, and depression. Research from the University of Washington has linked these drugs to an increased risk of dementia in long-term users. To naturally boost acetylcholine, focus on choline-rich foods such as egg yolks, beef liver, shrimp, broccoli, and scallops, which are essential for its synthesis. Serotonin, often dubbed the brain's mood neurotransmitter, is equally important. It is synthesized from vitamin D and omega-3 fatty acids, among others. Low levels of serotonin are associated with challenges in learning, memory retention, impulse control, and long-term planning, all of which can contribute to depressive states. Simple actions like ensuring sufficient sun exposure or incorporating daily vitamin supplements can effectively enhance serotonin levels. A 2017 study at Deakin University's Food and Mood Center underscored this, noting significant mood improvements among participants who consume more eggs, olive oil, grass-fed beef, and fish, all of which are rich in serotonin-boosting nutrients. Lastly, norepinephrine, which is not only vital for maintaining focus, but also boasts anti-inflammatory properties that protect brain regions vulnerable in the early stages of Alzheimer's. Managing stress is critical for regulating norepinephrine, since chronic anxiety can trigger its prolonged release, eventually impairing cognitive health and reducing its effectiveness when you need it most. Regular physical activity is beneficial too. A 2017 PLOS-1 study revealed that college-aged adults learning a new language while exercising on a stationary bike outperformed those who were sedentary during the learning process. By attentively selecting your dietary intake to support these essential neurotransmitters, you can maintain not only optimal brain function and mood, but also defend against cognitive decline, setting a foundation for long-term mental health. Part 9. Embark on the Genius Plan for a sharper, healthier brain. Combining insights from previous discussions, the Genius Plan offers a practical, actionable strategy to rejuvenate your brain through diet. It begins with a critical 14-day focus on eliminating foods widely regarded as toxic to brain health. To start, purge your diet of processed oils and grain products, notorious for contributing to long-term brain inflammation. Such inflammation is linked not only to neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, ALS, and Parkinson's, but also to mental health issues including anxiety, depression, and overall cognitive decline. Key offenders to remove include refined carbohydrates, wheat and gluten products, synthetic sweeteners, commercial cooking oils, and sugary beverages like juices and soft drinks. With harmful ingredients out of the way, shift your focus to nourishing your brain with essential nutrients. The first 2 weeks should see a diet abundant in omega-3 rich oils, ketone-generating fats, and quality proteins from sources like grass-fed beef and free-range poultry. Supplement these with raw nuts, seeds, a variety of vegetables, low-sugar fruits, dark chocolate, and fermented organic soy. Carbohydrates aren't entirely off the table, but their intake should be moderated to between 20 and 40 grams daily, primarily from fibrous vegetables like asparagus and broccoli, and low fructose fruits such as berries. By the end of the initial 14-day period, you should notice enhanced mental clarity, increased stamina, improved digestion, deeper sleep, and an uplifted mood. In the subsequent phase of the Genius Plan, while continuing the intake of brain-nourishing foods, you'll slowly reintroduce specific carbohydrates into your diet. Keep your pantry stocked with nutritious options like dark leafy greens, carrots, avocados, coconut, eggs, mushrooms, flax, and chia seeds. Adjust your carbohydrate intake between 50 and 70 grams per day, ideal for maintaining weight and supporting light daily exercises. For those involved in more strenuous physical activities, prioritize smart carbs, such as ripe bananas, sweet potatoes, and both white and brown rice. Consuming these post-workout can minimize fat storage and aid muscle recovery. The Genius Plan is not just a low-carb diet. It's a comprehensive approach to enhancing brain function and overall health. It's straightforward and promises significant benefits for those looking to optimize their cognitive abilities and maintain peak brain performance. Final summary. The fundamental insight from our exploration is clear. The food you consume profoundly influences your brain's health. By adopting an appropriate diet, you not only shield yourself from severe neurological conditions, such as dementia and Alzheimer's, but also enhance your current cognitive abilities, emotional balance, and overall happiness. Making informed dietary choices is not just about securing a healthier future. It's about enriching your present quality of life and ensuring your mind remains vibrant and sharp. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.